We looked at the fact that God works in cycles and circles, and we examined the circle of sonship through servanthood, friendship, and finally slavery. He loves being circular with us because everything starts with him and ends with him. And he is more interested in the worker than the work, relationship before function. And in each cycle or circle, you will experience exactly the same things. Worship and surrender as you yield to him. Pleasure and pain as the training starts. Achievement and suffering as you see his purposes and align yourself with him. Weakness and power as we decrease and he increases. We looked at the very first cycle God always establishes, the relational one, relationship with him, a child with its father, security, identity and belonging. So, relationship before function. I can't press that enough. We must know how precious and loved we are to embark on this school, or we'll become legalistic and harsh. We must know we are the beloved of God on whom his favour rests. Because being favoured by him can lead to life becoming a tad awkward, asked Mary. She was described as highly favoured. This resulted in her being unmarried with a baby on the way, culturally unacceptable to say the least, because favour has its own very interesting ways of working out. You always know where you are with him, but you never know what he's going to do. He's always the same in who he is, but totally unpredictable in what he does. And he wants to develop a trust relationship with us so that we trust him and he in turn can trust us. Scary, both ways. Because there's no stability in this place. Control freaks may exit at this point, but that's what it's all about, trust. So if you've got that settled, you'll always know what he's going to be like because he never ever changes the way he feels towards you. But you'll never ever know what he's going to do. So I want to examine some more circles now, starting with the cycle of transformation. And in this one, you will find yourself stretched both ways and out of your depth. And it's another D word, which is distinctly uncomfortable. Development, because development and distress go together in the cycle of transformation. You want to shout, "Get me out of here, I'm a Christian," but in your heart you know this is him and it's all for your profit eventually, provided you respond properly. Provided this isn't your current experience, you'll find it quite amusing. Distress and development go together. You need to understand this. "Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress," the psalmist says, Psalm 4:1. That's in the King James Version. The psalmist is complaining about people around him. He's had enough and he's shouting for deliverance. People are there to grow us in grace. The enemy is there to grow us spiritually, and we mustn't confuse the two. Everything can be turned to profit. There is nothing around your life right now that can't be turned to your profit and benefit, so stop blaming people. What if God put them there for you to benefit from, to grow, expand and develop from? What if? I wish, I hear you say. You can change the way you see them and the situation, you know. Make those choices. Ask him how he sees it. That is the time when we're enlarged the most, if we change our minds. When you're in distress is when God is developing you. It's where he rebuilds your character and prepares you for what he's got in store. Development. It most often follows a prophetic word where your name is in lights and you think stardom's just round the corner. Ask Joe. We've looked at him before. He gets this word about leadership and the next thing he knows he's down a pit and it didn't get any better. But he ended up second only to Pharaoh. God's ways again. Can't odds it. They surely aren't ours. They're so much better. The yield is so much higher. The future is so much brighter because he's bright. He's brilliant, in fact. His unchanging heart and unchanging word to you becomes the place where you can stand in absolute confidence in the goodness of God towards you, regardless of your circumstances, because he has something good planned for your future. Jeremiah 29:11. Feeling better? Not so bad after all, is it? Tune in tomorrow.